Welcome to the teacher's lounge.
Oh my god, I never talked.
Why are we starting over? Yo, we're a hot mess. It's fine though. Y'all love us though. We a hot mess.
Sorry that we had some technical difficulties last week, especially with us being online and virtual and things like that. We just figured we'd wait till we were in person. And as you know, Miss Southard or Kenzie just got engaged, and she also just found a more permanent place to live. Hours away from where she is now, so she's in the process of moving and planning a wedding. And since we filmed so many episodes all at once, she couldn't join us this weekend, so it's just gonna be us for a few weeks. Totally fine. She'll be back next month, which we're very excited to see her again. So that's what we're doing.
I'm excited.
I mean,
this should be very interesting. What's gonna happen here is this is just gonna be like an insider peek into our FaceTime conversation.
This is actually so true.
Because we're best friends. We talk every single day.
Every day. Sometimes if I don't get multiple FaceTime calls from Bree, I'm like, what is she doing?
If I call Becca and she doesn't answer the phone, I'm like, what could you possibly be doing other than answering the phone?
I could be getting kidnapped.
What?
No, that's like a thing. What? It's like when you call your mom and they don't answer, and it's like, don't you know I'm the most important thing in your life? Like, why are you not answering? I could be getting kidnapped.
You watch too much true crime, but I really can't hate, because last night, so at the hotel last night, we had to switch our room because the room that we were in, as soon as we got in, the room was dirty, and so we had to switch the room. So Becca went downstairs to get the key, and she put that little deadbolt thing in the door. And I was looking like, I'm not finna leave that little deadbolt thing in the door, because what if she come back and I'm kidnapped or I'm gone or whatever. Oh my God. And I was like, I watch too much true crime, because you just never know what kind of escaped fugitive or whatever is running through the hotel.
Through the Marriott?
Through the Marriott. Escaped convicts can run anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I was so confused, because I get back up and I go to what I thought was the room, but it wasn't open, because I left it open so I could just push the door open, and I thought, am I in the right spot?
I was like, she got me messed up. If she think I'm finna get kidnapped for her, you better knock on this door when it's time to come back in.
But we should all be very proud and take a second, because Bree texted me and Kenzie, and she was like, guys, I almost gave my number to somebody, but I didn't, because I heard you guys yelling at me.
Is this going to be a thing, man?
Always.
Okay.
It is now always
so
a thing.
I was very close to being like, hey, here's my number one thing that I love, okay? So I texted the group because I needed that validation, because I didn't give my number out.
We're growing.
I still don't see what the problem is. It's not like they can kidnap you through your cell phone.
They could.
No, they can't.
You don't watch enough true crime.
I do watch enough true crime to know that your cell phone, if you're going to commit these crimes, turn your dang phone off, people. The cell towers just be tracking y'all to and fro, and y'all be caught up.
But that's the problem, is you can track people through your phone.
The FBI can track people, not no regular citizen.
Do you not know what Find Friends is?
Now, what did he?
It's when you can track each other. Like,
You have to, like, have that, like, you have to let somebody have that on your phone or whatever? Like, don't you have to share your...
Yes, but I would, if you're already giving someone your number...
I gave him my number, not the access to track me on
there. This is where I am at all
times. Y'all the kind of people that be scared to answer for numbers y'all don't know.
Why would you answer for the telemarketers?
What if it's not a telemarketer? What if I don't know. We answered the phone for everybody, okay?
Not a number.
I have just never understood that. Somebody help me understand. I never understand. People are like, I don't answer numbers, I don't know. For what? They not going to kidnap you or steal your identity if you answer the phone.
They could.
No, they can't. You know what? Y'all don't watch enough true crime. I watch enough true crime to know a ruse when I see one. Anyway, this entire episode is just going to be me and Rebecca rambling and not getting to any teacher things. Can I finish my statement?
Oh, okay.
Not getting to any teacher things, because this is legitimately how our FaceTime conversations go.
Every day.
Every single day.
And then you see Avery Rogers coming down the stairs, and he goes, is that Breezy on the phone?
Tell Avery I'm going to get him some checkered pajama pants for Christmas, since that's all he wearing in the house right now.
Oh, my God.
Every time I'm FaceTiming Becca, Avery come walking past with them same pajama pants on. I'm like, hey, you ain't buy your husband no more pajama pants.
He's got like five different pairs.
Look, I'm going to get him a six pair. get them red and black checkered. What's it called?
Plaid?
Is that plaid? His ain't it like a specific type of plaid though? The ones that's red and black?
I don't know.
What's it called?
Plaid.
Okay, anyway, let's move. We're just carrying on.
Do you know what he wants his Avery wants to start a TikTok really badly. You want to know what his handle's going to be?
What?
Captain PJs.
If you don't know who Avery is, that's Miss Rogers' husband.
He's so special. I love that man with everything in my soul.
You know what? Avery just is a chill person.
He really is.
He did remember.
Until he's not.
He did remember to pack your comfy pajama pants.
Bless. Okay, so.
He did remember.
So I have been everywhere this week, okay? So last week.
Living her best life.
From Tuesday to late Thursday, I was in Las Vegas with Miss Sethard. We were at the Shrine Bowl.
They didn't even invite me. I got an attitude, but I wouldn't win anyway because it looked hot as hell out there, and I'm not finna be running around in no little tennis skirt.
The weather was actually really nice.
And I'm thicker than a snake. That's what skinny people always say. The weather was nice. You wouldn't have even been sweating, baby. I could sweat in 20-degree weather. You understand? Carry on.
Well, it was for, so Miss Suther and I are trying to raise $1 million for Shriners Hospital for Children. It all started with her raising the 50 grand with her students, and they upped it to $1 million, and she pulled me in with
her. Amazing.
And we're working hard and trying hard, and the gala's next month if you guys want to go. But
November 13th.
A part of the PGA tour is the Shriners Open, and so that's where we were. We're promoting the fundraiser in Shriners, and Miss Suther was able to do a lot of interviews with the players, and some of those players were so kind.
Really?
Some of them were not as kind, but most of them were so sweet.
So they was bougie.
Yeah, it was really fancy. And the Shrine Dogs were so stinking cute, but it was a lot of fun.
Those are the kind of dogs you buy Halloween costumes for. They got Halloween costumes. Yes. They got Christmas jammies. Who's out here buying Christmas jammies for dogs?
Kenzie.
Kenzie, I'm not going to let her do you like that. Because she don't, just because you can't talk about someone when they're not here to defend themselves, Rebecca.
Why is it defending? Why is it a bad thing? It's not a bad thing.
I ain't buying no pajamas for no dog. I'm going to tell you
that much. Your dog's a part of the family.
They got natural pajamas. It's called the fur God put on them.
No,
okay.
Because if you have a family set, that includes the puppers.
The puppers? The puppers?
Yeah.
That sounds like paupers.
No, the puppers. All dogs are puppies.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. You fight me on it.
Y'all see this random rambling. Anyway, so Shriners.
I was in Las Vegas, and my flight was at 9 p.m. Thursday. I landed back in North Carolina at 5 a.m., and then my flight to here in Atlanta was at 7 a.m. So bless Avery's heart. He just said, okay, what kind of clothes do I need to bring you? And put together this like whole little suitcase care package thing.
Just threw a bunch of stuff in there.
I do know the one thing that made me laugh is I said I just need a couple little flossers and some Q-tips. Mm-hmm. So he gives me like 8 flossers and 3 Q-tips. I'm like, what? I'm only gonna be there for like 2 days.
Can we get these numbers to match? Okay, I'd like to know
just
your
swap
logic.
Swap them.
I'd like to know your logic behind this. Okay,
he's very sweet. When I don't want to punch him, I love him with my whole heart and
soul. You know
soul.
What? Husbands are just grown children whose parents couldn't take care of them anymore.
Yes.
That's why I ain't got no husband, so I guess I can't really speak on that because I'm like extra single. So
that's
I'm
okay.
Just a hater.
Anytime I'm on the phone with Avery and I'm like, oh, don't be dumb. You hear Bree in the background. Don't be calling my brother dumb.
She throws so much shade. So anyway, we do miss Kenzie. We can't wait till she comes back for the next set of episodes. But just like we do every week, y'all know we got some bomb teacher stories for y'all.
Yes.
Some of them are going to piss you off and some of them going to have you howling laughing. This one I'm finna tell you gonna piss you off. Because it made me very upset when I heard it. I was like, what kind of petty Betty has time to just be petty about something like that?
Me.
So y'all know, not you. So y'all know in the mornings, man, the car rider line be hopping. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. You ain't got no time to be, if you gotta brush your child hair and kiss your kids and put their sweater on for them and all that stuff, you ain't keep them at home. We ain't got time for all that. The car rider line is tuck, duck, drop, and roll. Push your kids out the car, throw their book bag out the window. You ain't even got to stop the car. Just keep it moving. Okay? So there's just a lot of things percolating in the car rider line. We got people running over the cones. We got, just foolishness. So this teacher got called into the principal's office because a parent said that she felt very disrespected in the car rider line because her child's teacher was not making enough eye contact with her.
Oh my gosh.
It's the audacity of the principal for me to call that teacher in there to reprimand her for that. Well, maybe let's just make the parent feel a little more welcome. I feel like they should feel very welcome that I'm not letting their child get run over in the morning in the car rider line. That's why I'm not making a lot of eye contact. And in the car rider line, if you make too much eye contact, then parents be thinking it's okay to have a whole parent-teacher conference in the car rider line.
Not.
Ma'am, I'm trying to keep this line moving.
What principal hears that complaint and is like, oh, I'll take care of
it? Principals that's scared of the parents. Principals that's scared of the parents.
Why aren't they as afraid of us? Like, why can that not
we
be?
We value
thing?
You.
No.
Lies.
We value
you. You sit on a throne of lies. I had to turn into Buddy the Elf. You sit on a throne of lies. So anyway, I probably would have got a write-up on that day. Because that's just one of those times where I really would not have been able to fix my face.
I don't even know what I would have said.
It's just not, like, some of the things that, and I know not all administrators like this, but, man, some of the things admin pull these teachers in the office for what, man? For what? It doesn't even make any sense.
No.
You didn't make enough eye contact. I just cannot get over that.
I can't even fathom what I would have responded with, but I feel like the first thing that would have come out of my mouth would have been, are we joking here? Is this, like, a serious... Are we really talking about this right now?
Sir.
I think I
would have just given like a blank stare. Because I try to put, my principal is not petty like that. So he would, he would absolutely never call a grown person into his office and say, please make sure you're making eye contact with the parents in the car rider line.
My old principal, I believe it. Because
my
this
principal
is how.
Would never, dude.
So I know last semester, I had a parent who wouldn't, basically, like, we had a whole class change in the middle of the semester because of virtual and non-virtual.
Yeah.
And kids were allowed to switch in the middle.
Who did that?
I don't know
why. Who did
I don't
that?
Know.
Who and why?
So,
and for what?
It was so bad. And all the kids' teachers' changes, and it was a whole thing, and it was a whole
foolishness.
Mess.
Foolishness.
And we kept getting emails saying, oh, this kid technically switched into your room, but they're going to be switched into a different room, so don't worry about it. So I had one of those kids who was on my roster but never came to class because, you know, you have your virtual classroom and you have the links and all the access to be able to get into the Google Meet.
Foolishness.
And he didn't sign up for anything. So I just assumed it was one of those cases where he was switched but not actually switched.
Right.
And after 4 days... finally sent an email to the parent saying, okay, like, he's still on my roster. Is he in my class? Because he hasn't been showing up. And
yeah.
Well, why did it take 4 days for you to say something? I said, well, I was instructed that not all of these changes were finalized. I didn't get any information from the previous teacher about grades or anything like that. So I'm sorry. I just assumed.
Yeah.
And she's, well, I am a principal of another school.
The parent.
Said, yeah.
That would be
and
the
I'm
worst,
thinking,
boy.
I'm thinking, like, don't you then know how to sign up for Google Classroom in virtual? Like, don't you know how that works then?
Listen.
But basically, she sent me a few more emails about questions of how to find my virtual classroom, which, again, if you're a principal, you should know that already. But anyways, she sent these emails to me at 7:45, 8 o'clock at night. And then when I didn't respond at 8:30, she sent me a few more at 9 and 10 o'clock at night.
Girl, ain't nobody responding to you at no 8 o'clock, baby. My hour say from 7:30 to 3:45. You might get a response at 4:15, but baby, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, no ma'am.
So then at 6:55, when I was back in the classroom, I sent her an email saying, sorry, I was
not answering emails at 8 o'clock at night.
But blah, 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 here's the information. And she said, well, I emailed you multiple times last night. Why didn't get a response?
I don't give two rusty nickels. Did you email me at 8 o'clock at night, ma'am?
No. It was ridiculous. And I just said, I'm sorry. I don't check my email.
Like, she was
late.
Genuinely mad she that you didn't respond.
She was genuinely upset. And I said, I'm sorry. I just don't check my email that late. And she said, well, if I can check my email, you should too.
Girl, listen. This is why y'all ain't got no teachers. This is why y'all ain't got no teeth. That is so unbelievably disrespectful. That is so rude. That is just so disrespectful. Yeah. That's
and
rude.
When I just told her, I'm sorry, that's just a boundary that I set for myself, she came to the school and talked to the principal, and the principal made me apologize to her.
For not responding to an email at 8 o'clock at night?
Because me saying that I don't check my emails that late offended her and made her feel like I was being rude.
Sir, go ahead and write me up because I'm finna snap on you and her. So I'm gonna take one for the team. That is just not okay. People need to recognize teachers. We are people too. I would never expect one of Peyton's teachers to respond at 8 o'clock at night. If she responds, I'm like, yo, you don't gotta respond to in the morning. Why are you responding at night?
No. I just don't get why unless you're being paid to be on call or right, something right, like right. that, unless that's in your job description and in your contract, because it's not in our contract. No. I don't understand why everyone else can be at home when they're at home and we're expected to still be on call.
It's just the
that's not in our contract.
It's just the audacity for me. Like, why that principal that made you apologize for not responding to, I have a really good principal because, he would never do that. He would never expect us to respond to an email from a parent at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know. So I couldn't tell if it was because she was his friend or if she was just upset that the kid wasn't my first priority. Like,
I don't care.
Something that I don't get is why parents assume that their children are our first priority. I love my kids. Yeah. I love my students.
Right.
But my family is my first priority.
Say, that's facts.
And there's so many parents in our counties that are trying to encourage teachers to refuse to, like, you should refuse to wear a mask, or you should refuse to do this, or refuse to do that. And it's like, I just want to keep my job. But it's for the kids. Well, it's for your
Me
kids.
Too. I got to pay my bills. Like,
I'm not going to risk my job because you want to make a point.
Right.
Yes, your kids are important.
You make
to
a
me.
Point on your own time because you ain't get, you if you going to pay my bills, you ain't going to pay no bills up in here.
I'm going to do what I need to do for my family. Right. And you can do what you need to do for yours, but family comes
first. They wonder why they are leaving. Why they're having so many teachers leaving the education profession. We are so disrespected.
All the time.
Disrespected by parents, disrespected by kids, disrespected by admin. And let me say this. Some of these folks that they got as admin, just because you were a good teacher does not make you a good admin. Mm-mm. Just because you were a good teacher doesn't mean you have good leadership skills to be an admin, to be overgrown people, because some of these people are tacky. They have no tact. They don't know how to talk to people. They're rude and disrespectful. And I know I keep going back to my principal, but he just doesn't approach us like that. Some of these folks are just so, I literally physically in my mind could not imagine my head principal or any of my assistant principals coming to me and saying, you need to apologize to that parent because you said you don't check your emails at 8 o'clock at night.
See, I don't know. I've only been in one county.
I could never.
I don't know if it's just the county that I was in. I don't know if this is all over. I could even get some very angry comments from this. I don't know. But I feel like from my experience, from what I have seen, is that individuals who would make really, really, really great admin for the most part.
Right.
Not absolute, we don't do absolute statements here, but for the most part, love being in the classroom so much that they don't want to become
An admin. I would never be an admin. Oh, absolutely not.
But individuals who don't like being in the classroom but have invested too much time in education to leave education, that's their only way out of the classroom. So they don't necessarily love it, and they don't always need to be there. Not always.
She said what she said.
And again, it's not absolutely, because like, you have a great principal.
He's phenomenal.
My friend Lauren, that she does elementary in the county, she loves her principal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that must be nice. Can't relate. But
it's just the disrespect.
I also feel like the age group that principals choose to take over also is a big factor, because I think that a lot of elementary principals, for the most part, again, not absolute,
but a
lot of those principals get very involved with the kids, and they're very involved with the life of the teachers, because it's a smaller school setting, and I feel like they are there because they love their job. Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of decreases as the kids get older. So in middle school.
We don't like y'all no more once y'all get big.
High school principals. Because I've had two. Yeah. I've had two different high school principals.
That
they can't all be like this.
That is just very. And you know what the thing is too? Not only with the other teachers, but the kids can tell when a principal doesn't like them.
Yes.
They can tell. Like one of my principals from last year, the kids knew that she was hard on them, but they knew that she loved them.
See, our kids, we had almost 3,000 kids in a school.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way all the kids ever interacted with our principal.
Which, I mean, we have 1,500 kids at my school, but we have a principal for each. We have two principals for each grade level. So sixth grade's got two principals, seventh and eighth.
See how, at least how it works in our county for high school is that you have the principal and then you have an AP for math and science and an AP for
English. Well, I take that back. We don't have two for each grade level. We've got two in sixth grade. Because it's its own separate building. But then we have a 7th and 8th grade principal.
I don't know if it's a high school thing or if it's a North Carolina or even our county thing of most kids just don't interact with admin very much.
Yeah, well, I know in 6th grade, I think because they're younger, those younger grades, they make it a point to interact with the kids so that they, you know, one of our principals, I thought it was just so cool, but he, you know, them cafeteria seats ain't no grown people seats.
No.
You feel me? No. So he, like, I've looked up several times at lunch duty, and he's just sitting at that table, those tables with those kids.
Aww.
And I am, like, such a sap that I'm like, look at him over there sitting. I mean, there's just something about a grown man taking the time to go sit down among those kids and be with them that table and just sit. I mean, just his whole suit and tie just sitting there at the in them little tables.
That is a phenomenal principal.
I just thought that was so cool. And I told him when he got up, I said, come on, friend. I said, look at you sitting up. I mean, he was looking at me like, Richardson, it's not that big of a deal. But I was just like,
it
just really touched me, like, in my heart as a mama and as a teacher that he would take the time to go sit, and I've seen him do that several times. I just thought that was so cool.
See, he says it's not a big deal, but it really is.
Well, he's just humble like that, though. So he wasn't, you know, he wasn't discounting it, but he's just a really humble person. So he don't like attention being drawn to him.
See,
but
those admins make or break a school.
Yeah.
They
so
truly do.
I just thought that was so cool. I really did. And my head principal. Like, you know, a lot of schools are short staff right now.
Yes. We're
very, very short staff. My head principal, I mean, he'd be in there cleaning the cafeteria tables, mopping the floor, you know, stepping in wherever he needs to. I seen him pushing the kid in the wheelchair the other day. I was like, man, you all over this school.
That
you're
is
just
really
doing everything.
Awesome.
So,
everywhere
anyway.
Short staffed. I know that for a period of time, we had about 2,000 vacancies in the county.
There and short staffed, like, janitors, cafeteria workers,
bus
substitute
drivers.
Teachers, everybody. I mean, there's just a shortage everywhere.
There are so little bus drivers in the county that elementary students weren't getting home until 6 or 7
That's
o'clock
terrible.
At night.
Wow.
Because they and that meant the teachers also couldn't leave
right
until then because they have to stay with the
That's
littles.
In your county? Dang. No way, dude.
But what's so weird is we're so short-staffed. There's no subs. People are covering all the time. It's so hectic.
It's
that
really.
For those of you that don't know, I previously left my old school in my old county for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
But the first day that I was gone,
there
was no adult in the room. I had kids texting, like, not texting me, but sending me messages on, like, Instagram.
Saying there wasn't no teacher in there?
Yeah, they're like, Miss Rogers, I know you don't work here anymore.
What?
But there's no one here. And I was like,
how long were they in there by themselves?
I don't know, because I didn't see it because it went to my message request.
Oh,
because, you know,
no.
I don't follow my
right,
students.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. I saw it hours later. I said,
I'm so sorry.
I wish that I saw this sooner. I would have called somebody.
That is like such a safety hazard. What if there were two kids in there that didn't like each other and they just got to fist fight and there was no adult in there to break it up?
My heart just dropped. And I was like, so sorry. I was working. I didn't see it.
They can be held liable for that, them kids up in there by themselves.
I think a lot of parents came and just picked them up.
Oh, gosh.
Is what I heard.
That's crazy.
But that's how short-staffed everywhere is. They're right. so stressed out, and yeah. it's so hectic, they didn't even notice. And then they had to get an admin sit in there. I think eventually a kid just, like, walked out, went to go find a adult, and it just so happened to be one of our really good administrators, and yeah. she just came in and sat with them.
Wow. That's crazy. That's definitely... Man, middle schoolers, baby, if they was in there by themselves, they ain't telling nobody. They in there just, I mean, you would hear them before you see them. They be in there swinging from the ceiling. They'll be in there, all the tiles would be popped off the top of the, I mean, they'll be in there swinging from the fluorescent lights. Wow. Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't tell anybody. If somebody got up and tried to get up and go tell somebody it wasn't an adult in there, they would have turned into Lord of the Flies, and they would have stoned them and been like, sit down.
But what's also so weird is that I know a lot of people who have signed up to sub in the county.
Yeah.
And they've been waiting for weeks to get
scheduled. Which is crazy because we don't have any teachers.
Yeah. They've been waiting for weeks to get scheduled for their in-person orientation, and they just, like, haven't heard anything. It's that's like crazy. We need subs.
That's crazy.
What are you doing?
That's crazy. At this point in time, you know how you were saying that they don't have any bus drivers. I don't know where this came from, but apparently there's a meme circulating about Pigeon driving the bus. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Have you seen it?
That children's book character, yeah?
I guess it's a children's book. I don't know what it is, but everybody's like, there's such I saw it on the news. They had the little pigeon on the news. They were like, There's such a shortage. I guess we're going to let Pigeon drive. I'm like, who is Pigeon?
I don't know.
And where did he come from?
I think I have an idea of the character in my head, and I think I probably have this so wrong. This like
somebody tell us in the comments, man.
This greenish gray looking like bird like thing.
Yeah, he's gray. He's kind of brownish gray. Well, green,
maybe,
I don't know.
Now I got to Google
are
it.
We colorblind or Kenzie is?
Is Kenzie colorblind?
Not colorblind, but I think Kenzie was saying she struggles to tell certain colors. Like, they look different to her than...
I want to say
she posted that on her Instagram. That was really random.
I feel like you had a dream about
that. That was a conversation for FaceTime. I'm sorry. That was a conversation for FaceTime. Well, guys, it has been phenomenal. Y'all know that we love y'all, and we know that it just seems like y'all just sat in on a FaceTime conversation, because we had like 10 different things written down. We talked about like one of them. But
next time
in 5 minutes when we change shirts, we will try to stay on topic and talk about a little bit more of them things.
Absolutely.
But anyway, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. We love y'all so much. Please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We love when you guys comment with
it's
your
not
stories.
Just on YouTube.
YouTube, Instagram, TikTok,
Podbean, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Okay, but I just want to make
you sure. You sound bossy. This America's best friend, America's fireball, just ready to fight everybody, baby. I ain't gonna bust the grape in the fruit fight, but Becca, I feel like she'll square up on somebody. Our podcast is available wherever you find podcasts.
Not Spotify yet. Stop asking us about Spotify.
What? Come on, Rebecca.
Everyone,
don't drag your feet on anything.
Well, every single comment is, when's it gonna be on Spotify? They charge us to put on Spotify.
Oh, they do? Yes. Oh, say no more. Forget Spotify. Spotify who? Who is Spotify? We don't know them. We ain't fooling with them, and we don't know them.
Not yet. Maybe one day, not yet.
Unless y'all want to sponsor us, Spotify, then we'll...
Let us know.
We'll put our podcast on there. Y'all, this is literally how we are. We love y'all.
Bye. Much.